Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you. Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Will Lucas here, Black Tech Green Money. Hey, look, Maurice Jones, the CEO at 110, a coalition of leading chief executives and their companies like AT&T, Delta, and more, who are coming together to upskill, hire, and promote 1 million Black Americans over the next 10 years, Black people who do not have a 4-year degree, and put them in family-sustaining jobs with opportunities for advancement. Prior to joining 110, Maurice was president of LISC, which is the Local Initiative Support Corporation, one of the country's largest organizations supporting projects to revitalize communities and catalyze economic opportunity. And under President Obama, he served as Deputy Secretary of HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. As he's working to get Black people employed in great jobs who don't have a degree, I wonder what his thoughts are on the value of a college degree in this new landscape.
So I think there are multiple ways to look at the value of a college degree, right? One is the skills that a college degree can provide you. And that will differ depending on, frankly, what you study, right? There's a difference between a college degree in accounting and a college degree in history. Don't get me wrong, I like historians too, but there's a difference there. A second piece is just the experience itself, right? That if you do 4 years in a college, those are 4 years at a time that you are really most open to being transformed intellectually, socially. And so there's a great deal of value in that coming of age experience that a college offers to someone. And so those are two ways I would think about doing it. Let me just add a third. For a lot of people, they go off to college. It's the first time that they're living away from home and where the ultimate decision maker is them. And so you talk about a experience in making choices. It becomes a really intense experience in making choices. And all of that stuff is valuable for the rest of your life as a person, as a worker, as a citizen.
So you touched on this a little bit, but I'm going to ask you to go a little deeper. When a student is graduating with a degree that doesn't have necessarily an applied skill set involved in it, are they in trouble in these new days of, you know, the workforce and what the marketplace demands?
The answer to that is no, because let's think about this. If you think about the most valuable skills that you need in the marketplace, it's analyzing problems, it's working as a team, it's communication, it's really being a great teammate. And so you can actually develop all of those skills in the context of getting an academic preparation as well. And in the long run, it's your ability to analyze problems that are probably going to serve you the best.
So let's take that from the alternate view, the university, the college that graduates a high degree of people without specific skill sets. What is their future?
Yeah, so look, I think their future is to add a technical competency component to what they're offering to their students, right? I think you're going to see more and more universities who are combining that four-year degree opportunity in political science with a certification that a student can get in cybersecurity. I think you're going to see more and more of that being offered by our four-year enterprises. And then keep in mind, you still have community colleges and others who are really, really leaning into the technical certifications and licenses and nursing and healthcare and cybersecurity and the two-year and the other, what they call non-credit courses. So I think what you're going to see is more and more there's going to be this combination of something that is a credential that might be a BA in history or a BA in psychology or a BA in philosophy. And the student will also be able to combine that with something that's also more technical. It makes that student more versatile, both in the workforce and also for graduate and professional study.
So because you said that, I'm interested in your thoughts. Like, I'm in Ohio, and Ohio spends a ton of money on career tech education at the high school level. But I think about some of the school districts in Ohio where you have school boards and what have you, who some may be, you know, full with academics, you know, people who have gotten professional degrees who sit on some of these boards. And in probably too many cases, well, depending on your answer, I don't want to color your answer, but in many cases, you get the pushback to where they may feel that career technical education flies in the face of traditional academic education. And I wonder what your thoughts are.
My thoughts are that the two need to be integrated. The notion that we are separating, if you will, technical education from academic education is a false dichotomy and very unhelpful to the student. That if we really want to prepare the learner, the student, for multiple pathways in his or her life, we will actually offer the student the opportunity to get both and to combine it. And actually, some of the strongest high schools that I've seen around the country are high schools that are academic and career tech. You literally have a student who in the morning may be in a music class or an arts class, and in the afternoon, they're literally building the dugout for the high school baseball team via their class that they're taking.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family, or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G in-home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G in-home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It is that student that will have the most choices moving forward, and education ought to be preparing us for multiple choices, not one.
Like that. Your partners include, you know, some with CEOs who have committed to employing 76% of Black Americans without a college degree in the workforce over the next 10 years or so, and into you know, sustainable jobs, not just, you know, minimum wage jobs, but jobs that can help them take care of their families, right? So you think about the Lowe's, the AT&T's, the Deltas, and the more. how can you hold these CEOs accountable to their commitments? How is that best
done? So to your point, these CEOs have publicly committed to hiring and promoting 1 million Black talent who don't yet have four-year degrees into jobs that pay at a minimum a living wage based on what the living wage is in their area. The accountability mechanisms are many. One is we actually collect the data from them every quarter on how they're doing with respect to hiring Black talent without four-year degrees, how they're doing with respect to promoting that talent into new opportunities, into leadership, into management, what they're doing to remove, how many degrees, how many jobs have they removed the four-year degree from? So a big way in which we're holding them accountable is we're getting the numbers, and they're giving us the numbers. And we are reporting on this as a coalition. A second way that we are holding them accountable is we only accept a company into the coalition if their CEO makes the commitment on behalf of the enterprise. And so this is a commitment that comes straight from the top. And that really helps us to hold the entire enterprise accountable, because it's a CEO commitment, not the commitment of somebody who is leading one of the functional areas, for example. The third thing that we're doing that has been really helpful for us on the accountability piece is we curate amongst all of these employers a community of practice where we bring together all 70 plus of the employers quarterly, and we bring the CEOs together, we bring the CHROs together, and together we wrestle with the issues that we need to be great on to realize the aspirations of this coalition. And what you see in the midst of that sharing best practices is a real sense of a community, of a collective commitment to an aspiration. And frankly, you see a little bit of a friendly competition of wanting to one up their comrades when it comes to doing this work. And so all of those are ways in which we're trying to hold all of us accountable to reach that goal that we've set for ourselves, which, by the way, it's an ambitious goal. And we knew it was ambitious at the beginning, but to the point that you and I were talking about earlier, this is us really moving the employer sector to a skills first focus, where we're not focusing on a credential. We're focusing on what skills do we need in a job, and what are the multiple ways that a talent can come about getting those skills? What skills does that talent need to be promoted? And let's make sure that we're investing in that skills acquisition so he or she can be promoted into leadership.
And so I think it's wonderful, one, that you've gotten, such of these large companies committed to this effort. I would add, and you know this better than I do this, I think it's like 70% of Americans are employed by a small business, so in order to make a really great impact, we've got to get the people who are not the AT&Ts and not the Deltas involved. As far as accountability, absolutely. As far as accountability, you've seen, the CEOs have to buy in, per your guidelines. For the folks who aren't big enough to move the needle like AT&T can, but they may be a small and medium-sized business, what are you learning works best in those organizations that are those huge ones that a smaller CEO or smaller president can employ?
Yep. So what we're learning is this is a commitment that a small business can make, a medium-sized business can make, and a large business. And we have small, medium SMEs in our coalition as well. So Roper, for example, is one of our companies who joined the coalition. Roper is a collection of 45 small businesses. And what we're learning is that, look, they too can do this work. They may not be hiring 500 people or 1,000 people or 2,000 people. They may be hiring 10 people. They may be hiring 25 people in a year. But all of that counts. And they still have to do the same thing in the sense of they have to focus on what skills do they need for those jobs. They have to focus on how to match that talent once they come into their small business with other folks who have the same mindsets that they have. They have to focus on, okay, once I got that talent in the company, what are the skills that that talent needs in order to continue to work with us and get promoted? So the basics, the fundamentals are the same. We're just talking about much smaller numbers. But for us, we need, when you're trying to hire 1 million, we will take 5 here, 10 here, 25 here. We need all of those to actually make the math work. And so we definitely believe that, to your point, we think that over time, we will have more small and medium-sized businesses in the coalition than we will have large. Because, to your point, 70% plus of America's businesses are small and medium-sized enterprises.
Yeah, and so, you know, for as long as I can remember, and it's probably been the case for a very, very long time, even before my memory serves, it's not the most pleasant thing to say that you don't have a degree when you're out in the world, right? And so, and I wonder what has to happen culturally for that negative feeling to go away? Or does it, you know, or does it need to change to where we should feel like, you know, just as proud to, you know, be in the world without one as to have one?
Yep. So your point is powerful. It's a self-inflicted wound. We as a country have been telling now, in particular, young folks now for decades, if you want to make something of yourself, you got to go to college, right? The bottom line on that is what we need to be talking about is these are the skills that you will need in order to earn your way into the middle class in America. And here are the multiple ways that you can acquire those skills. One might be a 4-year degree pathway. One might be a community college pathway. One might be a cybersecurity certification pathway. One might be a military pathway. Another might be going straight to work, getting all the skills and continuing to get your education while you're doing that. This is a mindset shift that the country has to embark on and embrace and actually communicate that, no, there has to be more than one pathway to one being able to live a life and make it a good life for them and for their family and for their loved ones. By the way, other countries have done this, right? If you look at Europe, for example, and what pathways Europe offers its youth to earn their way into the middle class in many European countries, pick Austria, pick Germany, for example, you'll see that apprenticeships are a big pathway for their students. And they are considered a great pathway. Some people go to 4-year schools, but some people go straight into the workplace, get a job, and continue to train. They use apprenticeships as a pathway 10 times more than we do, more than 10 times.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family, or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G in-home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G in-home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is a matter of leadership in communicating and changing mindsets amongst leaders in the public sector and the private sector. We can do it. Hey, look, I was raised by my grandparents. My grandfather was born in 1914. My grandmother was born in 1918. They were the most brilliant human beings that I have ever been blessed to actually cross paths with. Neither one of them had a quote unquote formal 4-year degree education, but they were the wisest souls that I have ever met. And they changed my life in a way that no other human being has. And so this is us widening our view of what excellence looks like. And the notion that excellence has to include a 4-year degree is harmful to everybody, and particularly harmful to Black folks and other folks of color, and folks who don't have the resources financially to get a 4-year degree by the time they're 22. The bottom line is excellence is a much, much, much more diverse picture than that. And it's up to all of us to make sure that this country recognizes it.
Yeah, I'm so glad you went in that direction, because I want to go deeper there, because I'm really interested in the value we place on the degree. So we started this talking about the value of a college degree, and you know, so we have this value on the degree that is really high, or has been high. It's up for debate what our social, you know, climate considers the value of a degree today. But I've always felt like the value of a degree for people who are not going to be doctors or lawyers would be determined by entrepreneurs, people who just need to hire people who can do the job, and doesn't necessarily mean that you went to school for it, but you can come in and contribute on day one. Because an entrepreneur like myself, I just need somebody who can do the job. Like, it matters less to me that you went to school for it, because there's people who went to school for it and can't do it, like people who did go to school for it, like who didn't go to school for it. And so should we be rethinking the value of the degree and not hold it as such a high esteem, or leave it at a high esteem and raise up the non-degree skilled worker also?
I think it's the latter. Don't get me wrong. I think a college degree, if it makes sense for you economically and otherwise, you should get it. The problem I have is that we hold it up as the gold standard, and everything else right now is perceived to be second class. What we need to do is to elevate a number of different pathways. And make sure that all of them are gold standards, and that we recognize that excellence can come through all of them. That's what we're missing. We don't need to diminish the four-year degree. What we need to do is to see, recognize, and elevate the value of other pathways as well. Because look, what I will tell you is, I think that many of the folks coming through the 110 journey will eventually go on and get their BAs or their MAs or their PhDs, and that's all great. What I'm suggesting is, because you didn't do that by the time you're 21, should not rule out your opportunity to be all you can be. And so I think, to your point, it's about making sure that we have more than one gold standard. And right now, we've got one gold standard.
So when you think about the gig economy and so many people who have opted out of the traditional workforce and have instead, you know, opted to drive for Uber or deliver groceries with Instacart or something else, what will the gig economy have on the pattern of job search, the pattern of, you know, self-employment, or even, you know, the workforce's ability to find good people?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I think what the gig economy will force us to do is to make sure that folks who are basically entrepreneurs are able to get a package of benefits that are portable, right? Because you still will need health insurance, and you still will need to be able to pay for visits to the eye doctor, and you still will need a way to save money for retirement. And so the real question will be how you make those kinds of things that are the wraparounds, how you make them portable so that they can go with you wherever you need them to go. And so this is definitely going to force us as a country to think more about being, instead of employer-centered, employee-centered, talent-centered, right? And so that talent has a place in the marketplace to go and acquire the things that they need, or that he or she needs, in order to be successful driving Uber or working from home or taking up a job and moving from Salt Lake City to DC. This is the kind of thing that we're going to have to, as a country and frankly as a world, make an adjustment to allow that kind of flexibility and mobility for our talent. And it's going to be crucial for us to do this so that we can make sure that talent has the bundle of ecosystem that they need around them to be the best they can be.
And so I was having some conversations about, you know, when COVID happened, there were folks who decided to work for Google, but go back home to Milwaukee, right? Or yep. work for Facebook and go back home to Alabama. And, yep. you know, the beginning of that series of events, you know, Facebook would still pay what they paid an engineer. They would pay the same rate as one in San Francisco. They pay as they would pay in Alabama. But as they recognize, you know, well, the cost of living doesn't make sense to pay you $150,000. I'm making up a number, but if I'm going to pay you $150,000 in San Francisco to make sure you can live comfortably in the middle class, why pay you $150,000 in Alabama when you could live comfortably in the middle class with $80,000, right? And so they changed the pay scale based on where you decided to live. And my question to you is, could that same thing happen for a degreed person to a non-degreed person? So even though you're doing the same work, I'm going to pay you more because you took the time to get the degree versus paying this person who didn't get it, but is still doing the same job.
So my view on that is only if the degree gives you more skills that are relevant, right? Why would you pay a premium for a degree that is not relevant to the skills you need? That's a bad business decision, right? That's the point that 110 is trying to make. You should be paying for skill that you need for the job and for the continuation of the acquisition of those skills. You should be agnostic about what the degree is unless the degree is the way to get the skills. Pay for skills. Pay for upskilling and reskilling and new skilling people. Don't pay for a credential. That credential may not have anything to do with the skills you need that person to have for the job. And if so, you've wasted a premium payment.
So, you know, getting a job is one thing. You did talk about advancement, and I want to give you the incentive to go down that road. So it's one thing to get the job without the degree. Getting advanced in that position, in that role, into other roles is another thing. How do you work with these companies and organizations to ensure, or just how do you change the conversation, I guess, even without outside of the companies that you're working with, to make sure that people have an advancement opportunity?
Yeah, so look, we looked at 40 of our companies back in May of 2021 and discovered that they already had within their four walls over 850,000 Black folks working for them.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family, or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G in-home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G in-home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags to riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
65% of that Black talent were in frontline jobs and had been so for quite some time. And so the real opportunity was, what do we do to promote and advance and retain this talent? What's the training that this talent needs to upskill? What supervisors do they need to be working with to ensure that they have mentors and sponsors? What's the ongoing investment in their career pathways and counseling on that, and the places that they can go to enroll for more coursework, enroll for certifications and licenses that they need? This is, I believe, amongst the biggest opportunities, right? It's retention, promotion, and advancement. And the investment by the companies intentionally in making sure that that is transparent to the talent from day one as to a pathway for getting there. This is what the companies, to their credit, realize that they can be much better at. And oh, by the way, it is less expensive to keep a talent than it is to find, recruit, attract, and hire a new talent. The companies know that. And so this is, I think, a huge opportunity for the companies, huge opportunity for Black talent, a huge opportunity for talent without four-year degrees. Because look, think about this. Technology changes every 6 hours, certainly every 6 months. So the notion that there's a one degree that will prepare you for technology for the future is an illusion. You're always going to need to reskill and upskill. We know that. And so you got to focus on making sure that that's an opportunity that every talent has.
And so there was a video I was watching where you were being interviewed and you were talking about how the case that you make to companies and organizations about, you know, the opportunity to hire folks who don't have a degree. And you had said, you know, companies have to trust that there really is talent that they're missing.
Yes.
And so we all know this. I mean, there's a difference, or historically has been the difference, between white people without a degree and Black people without a degree.
Yes.
How does this how do we get a change here in the future when we start to level the playing field for degree versus non-degree, when you add the nuance of Black people without a degree?
Yeah. No, your point is a powerful question. But look, I'll tell you that what you see happening is now more and more talent, Black talent. So yesterday I was doing a panel and I interviewed a gentleman who had been at one of our companies for 7 years and 4 months. A young lady who had been at another one of our companies for 12 years, and another lady who had been at the company for 15 years. Companies making sure that this talent that's already in the companies become more visible to the leaders is the way to really, really make them better understand that the talent is there and that this is what excellence looks like. I mean, it goes back to what you and I were talking about. It's really broadening the picture of what excellence looks like. And the bottom line is every one of these companies has Black talent without 4-year degrees in the companies. And they've been there for years, and they're knocking the ball out of the park. We need to make sure that people see this talent now more than ever in order for to really get a fuller picture of what excellence looks like.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.